Testing, testing, testing. All right, Paul, will you tell us how you came to write your story?
Well, I came to write my story by reading Civil War. And I had this book, Billy Ank and Johnny Reb, and this gave me a few ideas. And I had a few ideas by looking at a television show that concerned two brothers fighting on each side against each other. And this gave me an idea of my story.
What was your main character like?
Well, I had two main characters. One was a southerner. Matter of fact, both of them were southerners. And
all right, go right ahead. One was a southerner.
And well, one was, his name was Johnny, and he wasn't supposed to be scared in the story. Well, not as much as the other one. His name is West. And Johnny wasn't the kind that would talk all the time, but West would keep talking and asking questions.
Did you make up these two characters, or did you get ideas somewhere for them?
I made them up.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pavlova, you're next.
Well, my story is about the Civil War, and it's built around this family that has a daughter, a son, and mother and father. And the father, it's based on the story, a television series called The Americans. This is about two people and two brothers in one family who are on different sides in the Civil War. And my story developed with the people and the troubles they had in their family by having two different people, I mean, on different sides.
And what about the main character? What was the main character like?
She was a very sensitive girl, and the story was supposed to stress the tension it put on her and her family.
Did you like the main character?
Yes.
Did you make her up entirely?
Yes, I made her up because I just picked out different things which I like on a person.
That's
and
interesting.
I put them all together, and I even picked out names I liked for them.
Did you hear that discussion now? Would you repeat that, Pavlova? How you got made up these characters?
I took different things that I like on people, and I put them all together, and I came out with a character, and I even picked a name this way. I picked names that I liked, and I picked a name that would be suitable for the way the person was described.
Okay, Eric.
Well, I was interested in the Roman Empire, and John Clark's mother got me interested in the Byzantine Empire. And I found that they split up, and one became the Eastern Roman and one became the Western Roman. And the Western Roman fell and the Eastern Roman didn't fall and became the Byzantine. And well, my story is about the Byzantine Empire in the 7th century. And it's about two boys, and this is when the Persian Empire was threatening the Byzantine Empire, and Byzantine Empire's darkest hour.
And where did you get your main character?
I got him from a book that I read. His description is a little bit like Leo, who was an emperor of the 8th century. And I read that in Beauty of the Purple.
What were some of the things about this character that you liked?
He was born in Isauria, which is a northern province of the Byzantine Empire, and he was a sheep tender, a shepherd, and once when, well, it's interesting because he was one of the only emperors who was born a peasant, and he got to be a protector of the emperor, and gradually he got to be emperor.
All right, Chris.
Well, last year, Eric got me interested in the Roman Empire, and, well, for my story, I looked in a few books I have on home on Rome and just found a battle that I wanted to put a character in, and it was between the Second and Third Punic Wars against Carthage, and it was called the Battle of Cynoscephali, and I picked my character out, just a boy who had never been to battle before, and just describe how he felt.
Wait a minute. All right, Jane, will you tell us how you came to choose the subject for your story?
I'm not sure. I first started and we studying about the period of the Civil War, and so I thought about that for my story. And then I thought of a girl who ran away because her family believed in slavery, and she didn't, and so she ran away. But then I thought that maybe her family should have slaves and she could help them run away. It was just as soon as I was in about the middle of it, I finally decided what my whole plot was going to be.
Why weren't you satisfied with your first idea?
Well, I was, but I wasn't, it would cover too long a space.
Mm-hmm.
It was several years, and I didn't want to use that long.
And what was your main character like?
Well, it was a girl, Beth, and she was tomboy, and she wanted to do things, and she wanted to do it fast.
Why did you make her like that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hillary?
Well, at the beginning of the year, we studied the Iroquois Indians, and I got very interested in the Seneca Indians. So I wrote a story about a Seneca Indian village and some white captives that came there.
And what was your main character like?
Well, she wanted if her father brought back some white captives, she wanted to be friendly with them. But then she found it was hard to.
Why did you choose a character like that?
Well, I'm not too sure.
Did you make her like anybody you know or anything like that?
No, I just made her up.
You made her up completely. Not like any character in a book.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dina?
Well, I did a report on Harriet Tubman, and that gave me the idea very much of my thing, except I changed the place. The main character, which is Ben, is that's the name of Harriet Tubman's father, and it's the character sort of like represents him.
Was Harriet Tubman's father supposed to be like that?
Well, I changed him around a little bit because he did help a lot of slaves escape, even though he was in Maryland, though, and this takes place nearer to the Ohio River.
I see. You changed the location. Did you change his personality?
No, I tried to keep it pretty much the same because I liked Harriet Tubman very
That's
much.
Interesting. And Ben's wife, did you make her like anybody?
No, I just made her up completely because it didn't take that much of a part.
I see. All right, Danny, what about your song?
Well, at first I wrote a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't satisfied with it. It was about the Underground Railroad. But it didn't have a good plot, or I couldn't bring certain things in. So I wrote a song, which is about John Brown. And the way I got it, one day I was sitting in class and I was humming a song to myself, and I and Mrs. Buxenbaum was talking to us about John Brown. I remembered what she was saying. And I tried to fit words into the song.
Well, what was the song?
It was Roddy McCorley, which is an Irish revolutionary song.
And the tune went through your mind and you tried to fit words to the tune, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then when I got home, I looked in the encyclopedia and got some facts, and I...
Some people start from a poem and then put it to music, but you started from the music. Fine, all right. Naomi?
Well, it wasn't really to do, since we were studying the Civil War, you know, and well, I sort of wanted to do it with something to do with slavery, but that wasn't really the reason that I did it, you know, with a minister. I just sort of thought that up. It didn't really have anything to do with anything we were studying or anything. I just happened to think
of it. Do you know how you happened to think of it?
No, not really.
That's interesting. But it had nothing to do with slavery or anything. It just you
well,
thought of this kind of a person.
He was an abolitionist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you thought of a particular kind of person. What was he like?
Well, he was very brave, you know, and he stood up for his rights and all. And when they tried to take him away, you know, that's in my story, he was very calm about it. And he knew that if that's the way they felt, he just had to go because he was slightly in the minority, you know.
Okay. Wendy?
Well, I like to write as a hobby, and I'm working on a book now that is about a family living in Ohio, in a little Cincinnati town in the 1830s and 40s, you know, and I keep sort of changing the date around. I haven't made an exact one yet. But I had a chapter in it about since they were supposed to live in Ohio, and that was such a big thing, you know, on the Underground Railroad. And so I made a chapter about a runaway slave. And then when we were asked to write a story, I didn't know exactly what I'd write about, and then I remembered this other thing. But I didn't want to write the same plot and the same characters because, you see, to explain the characters it would take 5 pages because there are 9 of them in that family. So I wanted to change the plot a little so that it would be something new to work on. So I did, and in order to change the plot, I had to change the characters too. So I used a little 5-year-old boy, and I modeled the boy after my brother when he was 5 years old, because I'm so used to living and being with little boys of that, you know, age and stuff, and I know them. So that I thought would be a good character, and a child in this thing would really bring out the feeling that I wanted to bring out. And the mother and father I just made up completely, and the runaway slave who was really a slave catcher just pretending to be a runaway slave in the story was also just made up, except for he was remodeled after the character in my other story, but he wasn't really the same. I changed his name too.
Just in a nutshell, what are the characteristics of your little brother that you put into this character?
Well, curiosity, first of all, and also a sort of quick-minded thing, you know, always quick with the conclusion and noticing everything. I notice with my brother that every little detail he always spots right away, and he's always questioning about it. And he's very curious, and sometimes very funny and cute. So I tried to imitate that in my story.
All right, I guess, now does anybody want to add anything? Have you thought of anything you want to add?
Well, when I first heard from Mr. Studer about the story,
I immediately thought of a book I had just taken out from the library, which was about Sherman's march to the sea. And I thought it would be good for me to have a character on that march, get involved with a little skirmish with the enemy while they were marching, because this happened. And as it worked out, the plot just sort of followed along, and I wrote it as I was going. I didn't make up the whole plot at the first.
Did you make up the character in the same way, or did you have a definite idea at the beginning what the character was going to be like, the main character?
I had a definite idea about what the character would be like, because I usually have a definite idea of what the character is going to be like. I have one character which I like to use.
Do you know, how did you get that character? How did you come by it?
Well, I don't know. He just seemed like a good character, mm-hmm. and...
What are some of the qualities of this character?
Well, he's strong and a little bit sensitive, and do you mean qualities like...
The kind of thing you're talking about right now. Go right ahead.
And he didn't like to do a lot of the things he had to do in the war, but he had to do them, and he has a strong sense of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Now, if later on you have any more ideas, we can come back to you. Kenny?
Well, I got the idea for my story mainly because I have a great interest in ships, especially clipper ships. And so that was just automatic. But I decided that I wanted it to be a boy who felt the same way about them as I did. And I originally wanted it to be like I had gone into the past and was on a clipper ship, but I decided to have it a different boy with the same general feeling for them. And in the beginning, I had a lot of different ideas for what the plot should be, but eventually it turned out to be so long in the what I thought would just be the introduction and the beginning of the story that I had to make a simpler plot with less in it, but all together I tried to show as much as I could about what the way this boy thought about the ship.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Now we'll go right on down.
I forget what my thing was about.
All right. Think about it a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was about this colored boy, a runaway slave, who tries to get up to Canada. But he doesn't get up to Canada, but he meets this father, a priest, and this priest puts him in the Union Army. He meets this boy in the Army, and they save their lives, each other saves their each other's lives, once each, and one of the boys, his friend, was killed in action. He died in the northern boundary of Georgia, in Georgia. And then the other boy died a few weeks later in action.
How did you get these two characters? How did you come by the idea for the characters?
Well, first I was writing something. I was going to write another story about this boy and his cannon. But then I thought, why don't I have one about our colored boy? Mm-hmm. So then I thought about it, and I had sort of like a dream just the night before I wrote it, and I mm-hmm. sort of got it out of that.
That's interesting because in dreams your imagination sort of runs around with things, and one of the things that's involved in this is letting your imagination go and just think, letting it go where it wants to. Why did you choose the Civil War?
Well, I didn't know where I could put him in the Revolutionary War, because that was I thought it was a little bit too early, and I thought about 1860 was just right
mm-hmm.
for it, and I thought of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. All right. Phoenicia?
Well, we had been... Mine is about a Negro slave. At first, I wanted this Negro slave to be a slave working on a plantation during the Civil War. But as I thought about it, I decided just a slave before the Civil War. And I got my ideas from studying the abolitionist movement. And we had studied Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm. And where did you get your character, your ideas for the character?
Well, I had read a few books on slavery, and the name just came into my mind,
mm-hmm.
so I used that name, well, the name.
What about the characteristics of this person? What is this person like?
Well, she's a slave.
What kind of a person?
Well, I can't explain it.
Mm-hmm. Did you model this person on anybody, living or dead?
Well, I modeled it, not on any one person, on it, just a few, sort of what I thought a slave's life would be like.
I see.
And
mm-hmm.
living in fear.
Now, Kathy, you didn't, you haven't written a story, have you?
Yeah.
I see. And, so suppose you come up.
Stories about a Quaker girl, and her house was a stop in the Underground Railroad. And I sort of had two plots in one, and I decided that she'd be a girl like me, because I like the Amish, that's getting off the subject, and I'd like to be Amish. And so I decided that this girl would be like me, in the sense that I'd like to have long hair, and she had long braids, but I didn't tell that in the story. And I also had her not want to be Quaker, and she wanted to live in town and wear fancy clothes and everything that wasn't what she was born to be. And one day she met this slave woman, and she really didn't know too much about slaves, because she hadn't seen very many of them, because her parents had run most of the stop themselves, and she was very shocked to find this slave in her closet hiding. But I don't know, I enjoyed writing the story, and well.
Was this the first story you'd ever written of such length?
Oh, you mean because it was long?
No, I don't mean sort of complicated, having a plot and characters.
No, I always write stories like that.
So this is the kind of thing that you've done before many times.
Yeah, and my original thing was just to have the house of the Underground Railroad, and she helped her parents. But I got off so involved, and I also wrote it because I admire the Quakers, and I also wrote a report on the Quakers, and I like their talk, their speech, too.
Okay, now we've got Elliot. Okay, Elliot.
Well, I don't know which one I wanted to write mine about the Revolutionary War or the Civil War, so I decided on the Civil War. But I like to read books about spies and things like that, so I wrote a story about this man who goes over the border and spies on them. But then, during the story, it seems like I didn't have it right or something in it. I didn't have a plot or something. It was something the matter with it. And at the end,
I didn't know what to do with him after he got shot, and they were fighting in the river there to get him out. And I just, I got him out, but then it was pretty short.
Where did you get the idea for your character?
Well, I read a couple of books about spies who go across rivers, so I thought that way.
Okay, fine. Now, suppose Evelyn come up here so you're near a microphone. What kind of a person did you want to write about, Evelyn?
Well, I wanted to write about this a woman's right. How this woman, how she felt about slavery, and how she felt too about a woman's right, that should a woman have a right to talk, and
where did you get the why did you decide to write about slavery and women's rights?
Well, because we I was doing a report for Mrs. Buxenvallon on a woman's right. So
any particular person?
No,
just
I made
about
up
the whole thing.
Yes, I just made up.
And you made up a person then?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, does anybody want to add? I give your name at the beginning, so when we play the tape back again, we'll know who's talking. Erica, will you tell how you happened to write your story?
Well, I don't really know. The character didn't come out of any kind of book. I don't know. I had a story before that I had started, and well, I just thought about it. You know, it just sort of came through the years, and this year, since I had a chance to write about it, I did.
In other words, you've been thinking about this kind of thing
yes.
for some time. What about, where do you get the ideas for the person?
I don't know.
You don't model it on any particular person, or?
No.
Okay. Freddie, how did you happen to write your song?
Well, I like to write a lot of songs. I like to write a lot of songs.
You've written songs before?
Yes.
What kind of songs?
So, well, when I was a little younger, I wrote some Western songs. And I've written some slavery songs. And I came about this song just by watching a TV program. And that gave me the idea of it.
What was the TV program?
It was called The Americans. And it's based on two brothers. One fought on the North and one fought for the South. Civil War.
Now, you said you wrote slavery songs. Did you ever bring them to school?
Yes.
And did you turn them in?
Yes.
I see. I never heard them.
Well, I'm sure I wrote them. Mrs. Do you remember the one I wrote? I guess you did write something earlier, yes. Well, you wrote something, several wrote, when we were doing the Frederick Douglass play, you know, there were several songs. We didn't use all that were submitted.
She didn't choose mine.
I see. All right, Claudia.
Well, I like writing about pioneers, and I like pioneer stories, and I just kind of made up this boy, and I just put him in any experience I could think of, and the first one that came to me was getting caught in a trap.
Was this boy like anybody that you know?
No, it's just kind of like what I thought a rugged pioneer boy might be.
I see. What were some of the qualities you thought going for that?
Well, he'd be kind of strong and have a lot of responsibilities on his head, and I don't know, he just kind of be a lot like the outdoor type, and just like nature and things like that.
All right, fine. You give him a good account. We'll just skip this next person. Okay, Ella?
I couldn't tell you really how I started, but I just got into a thing of imagination.
What is your story about?
Well, it started to come out to be about a slave that tried to to escape from fields where
mm-hmm.
she was kept.
Was this character modeled after anybody you'd read about or anything?
Well,
like
not really. I just thought.
Just made it up.
Yeah.
All right. Jessica? Tell me, Jessica, how you happened to write your story.
Well, I just I was thinking about what to write, and I kept on changing my mind about what I was going to write about. And since we studied a lot this year about the Civil War, it came into my mind to write about a happening in the Civil War. So I just...
And what about the character?
Well, I made up a slave girl who was... I got that idea a little bit from Harriet Tubman. I read a book called Freedom Train. And kind of gave me the idea, a start on it.
And was it all Harriet Tubman, or did you get anything else into this character?
Well, I kind of made up part of it.
I see.
I made up all of it, really, but I got the idea from the book.
I see. Okay, now does anybody else want to add anything?